This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
That winter storm killed at least 34 people across the country, knocked out power, stranded some Americans, made holiday travel dangerous, and canceled some flights. More than 1,400 flights have been canceled already today, says FlightAware. Several feet of snow paralyzed Buffalo, New York, and led to several deaths there. Mark Pollenkartz is the county executive. He talks about how bad it got in that area.
There was a period, hours straight, in which we could not send out emergency service crews. We could not send out Department of Public Works crews because it was too dangerous.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
This will go down in history as the most devastating storm in Buffalo's long storied history of having battled many battles.
The bad weather stretched from near the Canadian border down to the border with Mexico. Somebody vandalized three power substations in Washington State yesterday. The AP's Donna Warder.
Sergeant Darian Moss Jr. of the Pierce County Sheriff's Department tells news station KOMO all three break-ins happened early Christmas Day.
Nothing was stolen from either or any of those facilities, so there's a good possibility they are related.
Pierce says two vandalized substations are with Tacoma Public Utilities and one is with Puget Sound Energy. Authorities say in all three cases, someone forced their way into the fencing area surrounding the substations and damaged equipment. I'm Donna Water.
Taiwan says China sent planes and ships toward Taiwan in a display of force after Beijing got angry about a U.S. defense spending bill that included Taiwan-related provisions. South Korea says it flew surveillance assets across the border with North Korea this morning after North Korean drones violated its airspace. This is AP News. It's his first Christmas as king.
It's a tradition that Queen Elizabeth did for decades. And in his first Christmas address, King Charles was thinking about his mother, who died in September at age 96.
I am reminded of the deeply touching letters, cards, and messages which so many of you have sent my wife and myself. And I cannot thank you enough for the love and sympathy you have shown our whole family.
In a pre-taped message, Charles stood by a Christmas tree at a church on the grounds of Windsor Castle where his mother and father were buried.
With all my heart, I wish each of you a Christmas of peace, happiness, and everlasting light.
I'm Shelley Adler.
A shooting at a pub in England killed a young woman over the weekend and wounded three men. Gun violence is pretty rare in Britain. Police were looking for a suspect. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.